Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. The UK, France, Canada, Australia, and several others, as France has kind of led this initiative to support a Palestinian state, and it continues. Who does it really help? And is this the appropriate time to have this recognition? Eugene Kantorovich, Senior Research Fellow in the Heritage Foundation, Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom, joins us. Eugene, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on, Chef.
Very complex issue. Sometimes timing is everything. The fact that Macron is leading this group, meeting with folks, trying to garner more support to create a Palestinian state, but they're not providing a lot of details here, are they? And what does this actually mean? Is this a win for Hamas? Or, as they're saying, no, this really doesn't help Hamas at all.
So it's a huge win for Hamas. And I think on this point, we have no better authority than Hamas, which has said this is a huge win for us, because it's clear that this is in response to the war that Israel has been waging with Hamas, against Hamas, since October 7th, to get the hostages back and to destroy this group that attacked, maimed, murdered, raped, and mutilated its citizens. That war has been played on the European media and some American media to portray Israel, which is defending itself from Hamas attack, which still doesn't have all of its hostages back, as the aggressor. Even though the ratio of civilians to combatants killed in this war is more favorable than in any modern urban conflict, including many that America itself has fought. So Hamas has one strategy: hide behind civilians, and either Israel is afraid to attack, in which case they win, or if the civilians get killed, say, they're killing civilians, in which case they win in the form of diplomatic victories like this given to them by the European Union. And this is not just me saying this. Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, has now said repeatedly that all the hard work President Trump put into negotiations to try to get the hostages released, to try to end the war, something he's made a priority since the beginning of his term, that all went out the window as soon as Macron started talking about recognizing a Palestinian state.
What's interesting is
Macron, you know, take the wins.
Yeah. What's interesting is the duality of their position, because for a long time they were saying that, you know, there's going to be an incredible difficulty in defeating Hamas for a long time. And now they want to say that this one recognition is now going to be a defeat for Hamas. How does that work?
Well, no one really believes that this is a defeat for Hamas. They're just saying that because they, you know, are embarrassed about what they're actually doing, which is rewarding Hamas. That's the most obvious understanding. This keeps Hamas in power. It makes Hamas more popular. But more importantly, there's another duality. There is no Palestinian state. And these countries themselves admit it. They say, we are recognizing a Palestinian state so that in the future there can be a Palestinian state. That's not what recognizing a country means. Recognizing a country means saying that country exists. And there is no country of Palestine. Now, lots of people maybe deserve countries, like the Kurds, like the Uyghurs, like the Druze, but that there's no international legal entitlement to having a country. And if you look at, you know, deserving, the Palestinians would probably be at the bottom because they have waged a war of terror against the Jewish people. And what does that show to separatists in other parts of the world? So we should not be peaceful like, you know, the Kurds or the Druze, right? We should engage in mass terror.
They go on to say that this is the only solution, that will allow for Israel to live in peace. And, you know, and calling the move a defeat for Hamas. Well, that's interesting, too, right? Because they've been in the Gaza, the Palestinians, Israel, the IDF and others left Gaza. They govern themselves. Right. They continue to try and kill Jews.
Yeah. So, a Palestinian state would be the end of Israel. Because basically, you'd have another October 7th. But imagine October 7th if instead of gliders, they had jet planes. Instead of guns, they had artillery. What's the Palestinians already govern themselves. People don't realize that. But Israel is not providing government services in Gaza or in the Palestinian areas of Judea and Samaria, the West Bank. They're governing themselves. The only thing that a state has that they don't is the ability to bring in immigrants, which they would do to flood Israel, and buy weapons in the open market. That would be the end of Israel. So he's really setting the stage for the destruction of Israel. And why should Israel take Macron's word on what's good for security for Israel? Israel, I think, has shown that it is pretty good at its own security, whereas Macron has his cities are on fire. He has colonial possessions around the world that are also on fire. His country has been flooded with a wave of migrants. And many areas around Paris are no-go zones for the police. It's going to teach issues on lessons in security.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. So there is another concern, though, right? I mean, you've got the UN back there. They're ready to chomp at the bit to be able to support a Palestinian state. I mean, part of what their frustration has been in trying to move forward their initiatives is they're not a state. But they would help, I believe, foster all kinds of diplomatic agreements on behalf of a Palestinian state immediately, so quickly, and in such a reckless fashion. Who knows what the outcome would be?
No one talks about the basic idea of a Palestinian state. Israel is a country with a majority Jewish population. It also has a 20-something percent Arab minority. But when they say Palestinian state, they don't mention what the leader of the Palestinians, Mahmoud Abbas, the ostensible leader, has said is a minimum condition, which is that there be no Jews there. And you mentioned, first of all, Palestinian state means ethnic cleansing of the Jews in that area and the preparation for the ethnic cleansing of the rest of the Jews in Israel, which is clearly their agenda. And you talked about international agreements. Israel made an international agreement with the Palestinians called the Oslo Accords. And what it specifically said is any decision about statehood would only be made in bilateral negotiations with Israel. And Israel traded land for peace. It put itself in a vulnerable position. It exposed itself in a way that resulted in thousands of dead from Palestinian terrorism. And in the end, the Palestinians go to the Europeans and say, hey, recognize us as a state anyway. Again, this does not mean they have a state. You know, believing in fairies, recognizing fairies, does not make them real, but it does create diplomatic problems for Israel, and it strengthens and emboldens Hamas. Who could have thought that in the 2 years since the October 7th massacre, as Hamas continues to keep and torture hostages, more countries would give this diplomatic reward of Palestinian state recognition than in the 10 years before? It just shows violence works.
Yeah, the whole negotiation process with Hamas, I think, has been very sloppy. No proof of life. You know, they're dictating the terms. We're exchanging thousands of prisoners for a small number. And I understand the emotions wrapped around this and everything else. And you made an observation that I would love you to expound on for the benefit of my listening audience. How many times in modern times has Israel actually given up land, given up part of its geography, in order to reach and to achieve peace?
I'd have to count them, but at least five or six. The most important, in 1967, in the Six-Day War, Israel not only recaptured and liberated Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, it also took the entire Sinai Peninsula from Egypt. Now, that was equivalent to 90% of 90% of the territory of Israel. It's huge. It's like doubling the size of Israel. And it was the only place that Israel had actual oil reserves. It returned that to Egypt in the 1979 Camp David Accord. It has returned some serious territory to Syria in 1974, following the Yom Kippur War. In 2005, it completely left the Gaza Strip. It took out, it didn't just take the army out, it also took the Jews out, because, of course, Jews can't live safely without, if the IDF is not there to protect them. So, and since then, what did they get? Instead of Israel being in Gaza, Gaza came into Israel. And instead of Jewish civilians living in Gaza, you have Jewish hostages living in dungeons. So what this shows is it's not Israel, you know, control of territory that, and there are many other examples, several other examples. In Oslo Accords, Israel also withdrew from parts of the Judea and Samaria, resulted in the Second Intifada. 2 years ago, Israel gave maritime territory to Lebanon, and it resulted in Lebanon, Hezbollah opening up, you know, a barrage of missiles that emptied out the northern 20% of Israel. Land for peace doesn't work because the other side does not want peace. And we've tried it so many times, it's ridiculous now.
Well, you know, this is the typical definition of insanity. We're trying the same thing over and over again in the hopes of achieving a different result. And it seems like a lot of these political leaders, I don't know if they're rewriting history, they don't remember it, they didn't read it. But why do they think it's going to be any different now? I mean, it's been a lot more violent, a lot more caustic. You know, we now have, I think the other day, Israel was bombed by the Houthis. That continues. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you have Iran on the floor of the UN, pontificating all kinds of notions about what should happen, and is still funding and financing the Houthis and others.
So you make some great points, and I think what I would say is the people who we're talking about, Francois Macron, he may be a jerk, but he's not stupid. He may be an idiot, but he's not stupid. So if we've been doing the same thing each time Israel leaves territory, instead it does not get peace, and it gets war, and it gets dead civilians, dead Jewish civilians, we have to think that maybe they're not against that consequence. That is to say, for them, Palestinian state is a weird kind of religion, right? Weird because they don't care about a Kurdish state or a Druze state or a Uyghur state or a Somaliland state. But specifically, I think because it's the negation of the Jewish state, they have made this their ideal at all costs. That is to say, I think if you told Macron, look, you're going to do this, and Hamas is going to, you know, it's going to strengthen Hamas. Of course, he's going to say, no, we don't want to strengthen Hamas. But he won't actually mind, and you can judge that by their actions. They, you know, the prospect of dead Jews does not deter them.
Is there a political aspect to this for him in France? I mean, you know,
Macron's popularity is so low that he makes Joe Biden look like Ronald Reagan. It is hard to find a guy. His government has actually lost confidence, which means his government's collapsing. He does not command a majority of his government. He'll be likely forced into elections. And he is basically irrelevant in France now. He has no power in France. And so he's trying to make himself a world leader on the international stage. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to his last grasp at relevance to be seen as a statesman by inserting himself into foreign conflicts he has nothing to do with because no one takes him seriously at home.
Yeah, you know, these are dangerous propositions, and I go back to, the Arab community, and none of them, the Syrians, the Jordanians, the Egyptians, UAE, nobody wants the Palestinians. Why? And I keep asking, why is that?
It's interesting, especially when you compare it with other wars, right? So 6 million people have fled Ukraine, and they've found European countries to take them. People have fled Syria, and they have found countries to take them. But Syria doesn't want to take any of the Palestinians. So I think there's a couple of reasons. First of all, they see them as violent terrorists who will cause problems in their own countries. That's one reason. But another set of reasons is for some of the countries, not all of them, is that they want to incur. They want this problem to continue. So they want to destabilize Israel. But I think what's crucial is people need to understand there has been no war like this in which the population in the war zone has not been allowed to flee anywhere. People have fled Afghanistan. They fled Iraq. Nobody can flee Gaza because Egypt has sealed up the border. Egypt gets $3 billion a year in U.S. aid. It is the second largest regular recipient after Israel, and America doesn't really get any security benefit from it. Egypt, I would say, is a partner in this crisis, a partner with Hamas.
I totally agree. There's so many ways that they could assist, and they just turn their back on the whole issue. Right.
They lock them in.
Yeah. And the only time you see them rear their head is when things are looking to be to become more favorable towards Israel.
Right.
And then they want to get involved
because they can't get over the fact that Israel whooped them in 1948, in 1956, in 1967, and in 1973. So for them, that's a grudge and a dishonor that they still harbor. And so whatever weakens and causes problems for Israel, they actually want to encourage, even if it means prolonging this war. And that goes against American interests.
Absolutely incredible. This is really a disappointment. These are allegedly U.S. allies, and obviously, there is a huge chasm and delta between where we are in this country and where they are, and the numbers are increasing.
Undermining President Trump.
Yeah,
they're affirmatively undermining President Trump.
No doubt about it.
Spain
Eugene
now is sending a ship. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, Spain is sending a ship now to protect the Greta Thunberg flotilla to resupply Hamas. Spain refused to send a ship to help America fight the Houthis.
Yeah.
These are not real allies.
Yeah. Interesting. What does she have, like one boat or something? How long?
They're sending it.
Yeah. Crazy. Eugene Katorovitz, thank you so much for joining us. Senior Research Fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom. Appreciate your time, your insight. Have a great weekend.
My pleasure. Take care.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.